In November, the newly named and explicitly left-wing fascists ran a slate of candidates in the national elections. They got trounced at the hands of the socialists. Most historians claim this is what taught Mussolini to move to the right. Robert O. Paxton writes that Mussolini realized there was no space in Italian politics for a party that was both nationalist and left. This, I think, distorts the picture. Mussolini did not move fascism from left to right. He moved it from socialist to populist. An unwieldy phenomenon, populism had never been known as a conservative or right-wing orientation before, and it is only because so many were determined to label fascism right-wing that populism under Mussolini was redefined as such. After all, the notion that political power is and should be vested in the people was a classical liberal position. Populism was a more radical version of this position. It's still a power-to-the-people ideology, but it is skeptical of the parliamentary machinery of conventional liberalism, e.g. checks and balances. In the United States, the populists, always a force on the left in the 19th and early 20th centuries, pushed for such reforms as direct elections of senators and the nationalization of industry and banking. Direct democracy and nationalization were two of the main planks of the fascist agenda. Mussolini also stopped calling Il Popolo d'Italia a socialist daily in favor of a producer's daily. An emphasis on producers had everywhere been the hallmark of populist economics and politics. The key distinction for producerism, as many called it, was between those who created wealth with their own hands and those who merely profited from it. William Jennings Bryan, for example, was keen on distinguishing the good and decent people from the idle holders of idle capital. The populists sought to expand the scope of government in order to smash the economic royalists and help the little guy. This was Mussolini's approach in a nutshell, much as it is that of left-wing icons of today, such as Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. Fascist slogans included, "The land to him who works it," and, "To every peasant, the entire fruit of his sacred labor." Mussolini still employed warmed-over Marxist theory when convenient, as many populists did, to explain his new fondness for the small landowner. Italy was still a proletarian nation, he explained, and so needed to develop economically before it could achieve socialism, even if that meant making a pragmatic nod to capitalist expediency in the form of trade. Lenin had made the identical adjustment under his new economic policy in 1921, in which peasants were encouraged to grow more food for their own use and profit. None of this is to say that Mussolini was a deeply consistent ideologue or political theorist. As a pragmatist, he was constantly willing to throw off dogma, theory, and alliances whenever convenient. In the few years immediately following the formation of the Facci di Comandamento, Mussolini's main governing themes were expediency and opportunism. This was, after all, the age of experimentation.